Now, the title of my sermonette today are the days of Hanukkah, holy days. We've just come through the holiday season, and there were some questions that I had asked of me, so I figured I'd do a little research on this. Hanukkah, a minor holiday season often known as the Festival of Lights, celebrated around Christmas by many Jews, commemorates the rededication of the Second Temple by the Jewish people after the Maccabean Revolt against the Greek Empire created by Antiochus III, who controlled Israel after the fall of Alexander the Great. King Antiochus IV had inherited the Seleucid Empire, part of Alexander's empire, carved out after his death, from his father, and attempted to turn the Jewish people to worship his gods. He had taken the Second Temple and desecrated it by placing altars to Greek gods in the temple, sacrificing pigs to Zeus, and halting the daily sacrifices of God. To understand the purpose of Hanukkah, we must look a bit at Greek history. Near about 300 BC, Alexander the Great conquered much of Europe and Asia. Alexander generally allowed the people he conquered to worship as they saw fit, as long as they paid their taxes and did not revolt against his rule. When he died, his empire was carved up by several of his generals. One of those Greek states controlled much of the Middle East and Egypt, as well as the state of Israel. Some time after Alexander had passed, control of this area went to Antiochus IV, who decided he wanted all of his people he ruled to adopt Greek culture and religion. This generally did not sit well with some in Israel, although there was a faction of the Jewish people who were for it. There was a Jewish priest named Mattathias who, with his sons, rebelled against Antiochus IV. This action earned Mattathias' son, Yehuda, the nickname Yehuda HaMaccabee, Judah the Hammer. The group as a whole became known as the Maccabeans. After the defeat of Antiochus IV's troops and the expulsion of the Greek gods from the temple, the Maccabees set about cleansing and rededicating the temple to God. The purpose of this sermonette is to show that while Hanukkah is mentioned in Scripture, it is not one of the required festivals of God. The books of Maccabees tell the story of the Maccabean Rebellion. These books are not part of the Protestant biblical canon, but they are part of the Catholic canon, and do pretty much describe the period in the same way as other historical texts from the era. Hanukkah celebrates the miracle that occurred during the cleansing of the temple. Upon gaining re-entry to the temple, it was discovered that the holy oil that was needed to dedicate the temple was desecrated by the Greek priests of Zeus. There was only one day's worth of oil left that was not spoiled. That one container of oil lasted 8 days, the length of time it took to press and dedicate new holy oil for the temple. After the miracle occurred, Judah the Hammer created an 8-day festival to commemorate the miracle every year. We in the Church of God understand the scriptural holy days found in Leviticus and explained in the New Testament. The Passover, Days of Unleavened Bread, Feast of First Fruits, Feast of Weeks, Feast of Trumpets, Day of Atonement, and the Feast of the Tabernacles are all sanctioned. We know that these holy days were set aside by God, and that there are other holy days that we are forbidden to observe, such as Christmas and Easter, since they are counterfeit holy days meant to draw us away from God. But not all holidays are forbidden. A good example of a holiday that many keep and is not forbidden by God is the Day of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was a harvest festival celebrated by many cultures around the world and brought to the U.S. by the English colonists. Thanksgiving in the U.S. started not as a single day, but a celebration of thanks that lasted several days. It was made an official holiday by Abraham Lincoln in 1863. While the purpose of this holiday is to give thanks to God for a bountiful harvest, it is not specifically mentioned in the Scripture for good or ill. There are no pagan roots to the holiday, as there are with Christmas and Easter, so it is not specifically forbidden for us to observe it. We are also not commanded by God to observe it either. It is a holiday created by man to worship God and to thank Him. Hanukkah is similar to Thanksgiving in this regard. God has not commanded or forbidden us to observe it. It was set up by the Jewish government of that time as a way to observe the miracle that God had performed in stretching one day's holy oil to last 8 days. God himself did not command this, but he does not forbid it either. The holiday is mentioned in Scripture in John 10, 22 and 23. Let's turn there. All right, John 10, 22 and 23. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. This is basically talking about Jesus walking through the temple on the days of Hanukkah. There is the mentioning in John is in passing, but there is no hint of condemnation of the practice by Christ as there is in other passages regarding other religious practices, such as the merchants selling goods in the temple. As originally observed, Hanukkah was set up to be 8 days of feasting to celebrate the victory and the cleansing of the temple. A menorah was set up with 8 candles flanking a center candle, making 9 in total. The center candle is called the shamash, or helper. As a center candle is used to light 1 candle a day on the Hanukkah menorah, until all candles are alight on the 8th day. A special prayer is said each day of the holiday. The prayer in English is this: In the days of Mattathiah, son of Jochanan, the high priest of Hasmonean, and his sons, when the wicked Greek kingdom rose up against your nation Israel to make them forget your Torah and to remove them from the laws of your will, and you, in your great mercy, stood up for them in their time of distress. You fought their fight, judged their judgment, and avenged their revenge. You turned over the strong in the hand of the weak, and the many in the hand of the few, and in the impure in the hand of the pure, and the wicked in the hand of the righteous, and sinners in the hand of those involved with your Torah. And for you, you made a great and holy name in your world. And for your nation Israel, you did a great salvation and redemption to this day. And after this, your children came to the Holy of Holies of your house and cleaned your abode and sanctified your sanctuary and lit candles in the courtyards of your sanctuary and established these 8 days of Hanukkah to give thanks and praise to your great name. Today's modern practices of Hanukkah often mimic some of the modern practices of Christmas, such as gift-giving and decoration. But these were not originally part of the observance and are likely added by secular Jews to give a festival feel to the holiday, similar to that of Christmas. In conclusion, although Hanukkah is not a holy day sanctioned by God, it's not a holiday that is forbidden for us to observe, such as Christmas and Easter. It is more like the holiday of Thanksgiving that can be observed or not according to your own conscience.